Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I've had some people tell me that they actually want to move away from Humboldt County because of the recent 6.4 earthquake and its aftershocks. Their reasons vary, so I'm going to go over some of those reasons and then share some things that folks can think about or do to feel better about staying here. First of all, some folks were just plain scared during the earthquake, and then each aftershock brought back those feelings of fear. And I'm talking about a basic fear of being hurt by the earthquake. And one thing to consider is that the vast majority of our homes here in Humboldt County are wood frame construction. So I'm talking about dimensional lumber nailed together to form walls, floors, ceilings, and roofs. This kind of home actually does really well in earthquakes because it can flex and move without breaking apart and collapsing. Now, if a wood frame house is on an older style post and pier foundation, then they can fall off their foundation during an earthquake, and this usually does cause a lot of damage to the house. We saw this in Rio Dell during the recent earthquake, and we saw a lot of it in Ferndale during the 1992 earthquake. But even when this happens to a wood frame house, they usually don't collapse down on their occupants. Basically, wood frame houses are pretty darn safe during earthquakes. They can be scary to be in during the earthquake, and ironically, that's really because of how much they flex during an earthquake to dissipate that energy. It's not uncommon to hear people say that they could see their walls moving back and forth during the earthquake. And that movement is the flexing that the structure does to dissipate the energy instead of breaking. In contrast, unreinforced brick buildings are not able to flex, so they instead break apart. But again, we mostly have wood frame homes. Now, if you're in a large public building during an earthquake, many of them are not wood frame structures, but they're likely built to very high standards for earthquake resistance, and that's because California has some of the most rigorous earthquake building codes in the world. The takeaway from all this is that you should feel reassured that you're not going to have a building come crashing down on you during an earthquake in California. But you can have all the stuff inside the building possibly fall on you, so there are two things to keep in mind. First of all, secure things in your home that could fall. So attach bookcases to the walls, move heavy objects from shelves higher up down to lower shelves, and in general, just go through your house room by room looking for opportunities to reduce the chance that something, some item, could fall and hurt someone during an earthquake. But also remember that during the earthquake, it's important to drop, cover, and hold on to stay safe from anything that does fall. Next time, I'll talk about some of the other reasons why some folks were really rattled by this earthquake. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.